You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Monday, April 7th, and I didn't do my last podcast a couple of weeks ago because I was frantically getting ready for a million things, and I just didn't have that hour. So I'm coming off of kind of three big projects. I will tell you what they are. So one was I had a couple of concerts where I played violin and piano duo repertoire. So I did the Janáček Sonata and the Schumann A Minor Sonata and the Elgar Sonata. And I think I talked to you about those in my last podcast. But those concerts went well. I did one of them here at Gettysburg and one of them at Lehigh. And I also played Opus 10 in Richmond, Virginia, and that concert went well. And I also presented on small hand tricks for the Chopin Etudes at the MTNA National Conference. And getting that PowerPoint ready took a trillion, bajillion, squillion hours. I feel like I could have learned five etudes in the time that it took me to put together that PowerPoint. So the thing that was tricky and that I still am totally recovering from is that all of that happened at the same time. So there was spring break, and then I had the Etude concert in Richmond on Friday, and then the violin duo concert in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on Sunday, and then came back to school, and then went sort of right away to MTNA on the Friday. So, and then came back and did when I came back from the MTNA, which I was at for like 5 days, came back and did the violin duo sonata, concert. So I have been running. And then this last week has been me trying to recover from that. And I haven't quite been able to take a breath yet. Because of course, you know, there's the mountain of post-it notes on my desk of things that I needed to deal with after I was done dealing with all that stuff. And I have to tell you that I have not found my way to really practicing effectively again yet. Part of that is scheduling, that I've been feeling like I need to spend a lot of time with my kid because I was away from him so much. And part of it is just that I don't feel like problem solving right now. So I've done a little bit of sort of playing through, but I haven't managed to get myself back into the I am problem solving, I'm figuring out what's going on in this piece and really learning it place that I need to be. So I'm not going to actually play for you very much today, maybe not even at all, although I am sitting here at the piano. But I think what I'm going to do today instead is tell you about a couple of the things that I need to do between here and my next podcast for you. So I'm using you as my accountability mechanism to make myself learn these etudes. And what I mean by these etudes at this point is I have to learn the three Nouvelle etudes and I have to learn Opus 25. I have Opus 10 to the point where I can play them in front of an audience from memory. Not necessarily the way I like them. Like, believe me, there still are miles to go before I sleep, but I can do that. I'm not there with Opus 25. I'm not there with the three Nouvelle etudes. So I think part of the problem with the three Nouvelle ones is that they're not quite hard enough to feel like I really have to practice them, but of course I do really have to practice them. So it's easy to be sort of lazy and not have them work very well. But by my next podcast with you, I'm going to have the three Nouvelle etudes memorized, including the dynamics, which I honestly never really looked at very much until this morning. Let me show you a cool dynamic I found. You know what? I will play for you a little bit. So number one in F minor, it's this nice sinuous thing, right? So we start and we're piano, quiet. So quiet. So this thing in the left hand, this is a perfect example of a thing that's not that hard, but I do need to practice it enough to make sure that every single note happens. You can hear that it's easy to sort of skim it and not have it quite happen. So I need to be more careful about it than I have been. It's kind of easy to fake, but not quite so easy to play really truly carefully. Anyway, I have this nice melody here. I'm just going to fake the left hand for now. This is still ostensibly quiet. quiet too soon. So here was the crescendo, and it still should probably be still crescendoing, and here is the diminuendo. So I'm going to take this as the low part of the diminuendo, so I think this should be back to quiet. That's a little bit of a crescendo, and then we get quiet again. And here's diminuendo, and then this probably should be even be quieter. All of which seems normal and quiet. Now here's a crescendo that starts, and this crescendo, I think, kind of goes on for about a page. Here's another one. Off at some of those crescendos. This is forte. Here's a crescendo. Still crescendo. Bigger. Now here's a hairpin crescendo. Here's a diminuendo, which means this is the high point. To practice the left hand like it's hard instead of like it's fakeable. So I will do that. I will do that and play that for you. I was just looking at number two this morning a little bit. This is one, an example of the kind of place where I just feel like I don't have the bandwidth right now to deal with the details. So there are places where the inner voices change and there are places where the top voices change. I'll just show you. So we've got this nice two against three thing happening. So here's an example of the kind of thing I need to memorize. This is measures 3 and 4. So here we have low voice changes, middle voice changes, middle voice changes. So there are, and here's the middle voice changes. I won't talk you through all of them. But there are some places where it actually kind of goes almost in duples, like, is totally not one of them. Here we go, middle section. So here, I was actually practicing it this way. Hard, but it's kind of that one extra thing that makes it a little bit harder to concentrate. And I'm sort of thinking a lot about my own concentration abilities. I don't know how much I've talked about it here, but I've been doing quite a bit of meditation, just me, my eyes closed, breathing, trying to focus on my breath. And I think it's making me more aware of how scattered I am. Just like when students start taking away some of their excess tension, a lot of times they'll complain more about feeling tense. And it's not that they're actually more tense than they were, it's that they're feeling it for the first time. I feel like I'm not more scattered than I was, but I'm noticing it for the first time. So I'm very aware of being scattered. Anyway, that's number two. Number three, I just need to practice it. It's this one. Again, the problem is that it's kind of easy enough that I can more or less play it and kind of be, you know, kind of have a nice experience. Although this sounds really stilted and awful right now. And so I haven't felt like I really have to practice it to make it sound like anything. So I'm going to have these three ready to play for you from memory, including dynamics, in 2 weeks. I also have got to get, let's see, let's prioritize here. I'm going to keep working on the octaves, and I'm going to keep just doing it measure at a time, this one. This is just not there, and I feel like I know what I need to do with it, and I just have to do it, and I'm going to have to, I made a list and started checking it off, and I need to go back to that. I need to memorize number 9, this one. Which is very much about when does it go down and when does it go up. Hear how it goes down, up, down, up, 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 up. It's actually mostly up. It's just down a few times. So I have down arrows written in to one of my scores, and I need to kind of solidify that in my mind when that is. Again, this is the kind of thing that feels like it's not going to be that hard, and because I think it's not that hard, I have trouble making myself do it. I don't know if that makes sense, but I need to do that. So definitely need to get that one going. It's fairly close to memorized, and I'm not that worried about the difficulties of it, but I need to have it memorized. I need to have number 7 memorized, which is the cello etude. It is mostly there. A couple of the runs are a little bit ugly, but I don't think they need to be, and the memory is not solid. So basically, what I would like to be able to do actually in 2 weeks is play through all of the 3 Nouvelle etudes through 25 number 7, this one. That one. 25 number 7, 25 number 9. And you know what? Actually, for good measure, let's just make it that I also work on, so that I get that one memorized. So if I think of 7, 8, and 9 and the 3 Nouvelle ones as the ones that I'm going to have memorized, and not necessarily up to tempo and not necessarily so that I like them, but so that I can play through them, and then keep working on the octaves. And I need to get back into the Winter Wind, of course, this thing. It's so good. So I think what I'm going to do now is little bits of Winter Wind, little bits of the octaves. I'm going to ignore 25, 1 through 6 because I have actually performed those in the last year. Again, not so that I want them, but I can do that. So if I can get 7, 8, and 9 in place and continue to work on little bits of 10 and 11, I'm going to ignore 12 for now. I have that kind of hubrisy feeling that that's going to be okay. When I've worked on it before, it has felt like it will be okay. I'm sure it will reveal many difficulties to me when I dive into it. But for now, I think that's going to be my plan. So that hopefully the idea of playing through all of Opus 25 at a couple of retirement homes in May, which is what I have booked and plan to do, will feel like a doable thing and not like an impossible thing. So that's going to be my plan, and my struggle, I can just tell you right now, is going to be the old get the butt on the bench. I am really feeling burnt out from not having had a spring break because of working on the other stuff. And I feel like the presentations went well. I feel really good about them, actually. But it was a lot to get them ready. And I kind of just want to lie on the couch now. And I haven't quite had the chance to do that. So I think what I'm going to do for the next probably 3 or 4 days is kind of snatch little moments on the couch where I can, especially in the evening, and try to recharge my batteries a little bit, because they are not charged. They are so not charged right now. But 3 Nouvelle etudes, 7, 8, 9 in Opus 25, that's what I'm going to have ready to play for you in 2 weeks. So that's it.